Wouldn't you love to see one of these NFL owners, when somebody disrespects our flag, to say, get that son of a off the field right now, out, he's fired. He's fired!
When President Trump rallied voters in Huntsville, Alabama Friday night, he veered into a sideline attack on the NFL.
Because that's a total disrespect of our heritage.
Including this recommendation for NFL fans.
If you see it, even if it's one player, leave the stadium. I guarantee things will stop.
Last season, San Francisco 49ers quarterback Colin Kaepernick knelt during the national anthem to protest racism. This season, he hasn't been signed by an NFL team. On Twitter, Trump doubled down, saying that all professional athletes who disrespect the flag should be fired, and preemptively withdrawing a White House invitation to basketball superstar Steph Curry. The president's comments stirred fury online. You bum, tweeted LeBron James. Going to White House was a great honor until you showed up. The NFL Players Union and many players themselves also rushed to defend what they see as free speech. Does anyone tell Trump to stick to politics like they tell us to stick to sports, tweeted Lions tight end Eric Ebron. We will never back down, added the head of the NFL Players Union.
Sports has not been an escape from politics for a good long time.
Professor Lee Eagle is with New York University's Tisch Institute for Sports.
In terms of talking to athletes, there are managers who are about to instruct them on what they can do. There are coaches who will do the same, but they're not all that great about letting other people tell them what to do.